I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Okay, let me just say this and get it right out of the way. Thank God it's Friday, TGIF. After a week of bailouts, buyouts, stocks sliding down and stocks surging back, a no vote, a yes vote, and today a final yes vote in the House of Representatives on the $700 billion bailout package for the financial industry. Perhaps eyeing Wall Street's unenthusiastic response to the vote, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi said the crisis is not over.
Passing this legislation is only the beginning of our work to protect the economic future of the American people.
Earlier in the week, though, there was loud recrimination and outright fear.
Members of the lower house of the U.S. Congress have voted against a government rescue package designed to bail out the American banking system by taking over their bad debts. The bill was defeated by two...
Grocery stores don't get this break. When they make bad financial decisions, they go out of business. But the rich and famous Wall Street, New York City fat cats expect Joe's six-pack to buck it up.
Last night, the Dow Jones lost 7% of its value. Overnight and this morning, the nervous mood has spread around the world.
This is Laura Lynch in London. The week has been bookended by the House of Representatives. On Monday and again today, the U.S. Capitol was center stage. In between, markets, banks, and people's finances and nerves took a beating. Financial advisor Doug Brody heard the fear in clients' voices.
But actually, for the first time ever this week, we've come across people who've been telling us that they have actually been pulling the money out of the banks. And our response to that was, if the nightmare scenario happens and you've got all your money under a mattress, well, that money will become worthless anyway.
Others rushed to safe havens. Gold or banks backed by 100% government guarantees were favorites. Governments are still struggling to find the right formula to stabilize the markets and restore confidence. Ireland made perhaps the boldest move, vowing to insure 100% of all deposits in Irish-owned banks. This weekend, the leaders of France, Germany, and Britain will meet in Paris. Few are expecting bold measures there, but they will at least be seen to be trying to do something. That seems especially important to British Prime Minister Gordon Brown, who sees an opportunity in this crisis to repackage himself and his unpopular government. Today, Brown shuffled his cabinet, created an economic council, and called it all shiny and new, not tarnished by what's happened under his own watch.
This is a new way of governing that's based on the uniqueness of the circumstances. These are new times, as I've said. The global economy will never be the same again. Huge changes are taking place. We've got to deal with it in a new way.
New way. Sounds familiar. Like the New Deal. Economist Andrew Lillico believes the seeds of something historic were sown over the last tumultuous days.
I think the events of these few weeks are likely to be quite epochal. It's the decisions on what's going to happen around bailouts and the various management by the regulatory authorities could have an impact over a scale of decades. These are events comparable in some ways to those of the early 1930s. The events of the 1930s led on to considerable expansion of the role of the state, which then was set out the political context for decades thereafter.
In the present day, though, spare a thought for the people of Iceland. It's Friday, and tonight they'll be in the vodka bars, perhaps hitting the bottle a little harder than normal. One bank bailed out, a booming economy thrown into chaos, and a currency, the kroner, that's fallen so much, people there are calling it garbage.
I think everyone was a bit shocked when they woke up realizing what was happening. I think nobody realized how far it had gone. It's crazy.
I was saving for my retirement, but I don't know what's going to happen to that. I don't know if the other banks are any better off.
I'm pessimistic. I'm afraid there's more to come.
Pass the vodka bottle and prepare for the week ahead. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in London.